KR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. The boards of health for Jefferson, Adams, and Arapahoe counties voted Monday to require masks indoors starting this week. Denver's public health director indicated that Denver might approve a requirement as well. The local mandates come after Governor Polis chose not to renew a statewide mask order. A series of gun buyback events is coming to Denver and Aurora after shootings near high schools last week. Each city will hold four buybacks next year. The first is planned for March. Dates and locations will be announced in January. New lanes will open along a stretch of Interstate 25 north of Colorado Springs in mid-December, nearly a year ahead of schedule. KRCC's Andrea Chalfin has more.
The 18-mile lane expansion project between Monument and Castle Rock adds an express lane in each direction, as well as wildlife crossings and wider shoulders. Colorado Springs Mayor John Souther says the completion means shorter travel times and improved safety.
The additional lane will provide travel reliability well into the future and promote multimodal travel, moving more people with fewer vehicles.
The new lanes will have tolls, but they'll stay free until at least summer of next year. The state says the project is also under budget. Andrea Chalfin, KRCC News.
A new exhibit at History Colorado in Denver is all about horses and the horse's significance as a working animal, a source of entertainment, and a cultural symbol. The exhibit, called The Power of Horses, runs through early May. Along the Front Range, it's mostly sunny and breezy this afternoon. This is CPR News.